This is Long Shots. Here's Wes Reynolds.
Welcome in. It is Long Shots Around the World edition. I'm Kelly Midland here with Wes Reynolds. As always, heading over to DP World Tour, and we're going to talk the KLM Open. Wes, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, Kelly. How are you?
I like the delay response.
I know that was.
I'm gonna peel back the curtain real quick for everybody that wonders when and how the hell we record all these things. We usually record. Wes and I usually record this one before we record the full PGA Tour one. We did the opposite this time around, so you know, bear with us. Now we just talked through. We talked through old travelers. We're doing the round.
Yes, I know that was a delay. That was a delayed reaction. I apologize for that.
We've already been talking golf for almost an hour, so it's okay. All right, yeah. KLM Open odds board looks like this. Matt Wallace back in Europe. See ya. I feel like Matt Wallace is getting deported like once every like 2 months. The poor guy. 14-1. He is your short shot this week for the KLM Open. Tom McKibben 16-1. Sebastian Soderberg 16-1. You and I were just talking off the air. Quite a collapse he had a couple weeks ago. 16-1. Rasmus Højgaard 16-1. You get really bunched up 16, and then a lot of guys. It drops down pretty much to 30-1. Outside of the top eight guys on the odds board. Wes, tee it up for us. What are we looking at this week on the DP World Tour?
Yeah, the KLM Open back in Amsterdam for the first time since 2019. So this is a different course if you're looking at any type of course form line. The course is called the International. It's actually right next to the Amsterdam airport. So, very odd here. Par 71, 69, 14. Ian Woosnam, the former Masters champion, the former Ryder Cup captain, was the original designer of this course. Undulating wide fairways, thicker rough in some spots, large bent greens, about average on the stimp at 12, water in play on 10 holes. So the wind can blow here. It is exposed by wind, so you could get lower scoring. The last time an event was here was 2019 when Sergio Garcia won an 18 under on what was then a par 72 layout. It is now a par 71. So the last 3 years it was played at Bernardus in Kromvoort in the Netherlands. So we do have a new course this year, the International. And you mentioned couple guys coming over. Matt Wallace is in this field. So he's made, I think, 9 of 14 cuts this year. So he hasn't played poorly necessarily on the PGA Tour. Just, hasn't gotten the win. But usually plays well in lower field. So I know there's some people that do like him a little bit this week. So he is over here playing the Dutch Open. One American.
God, I always feel like that when we see him on the PGA Tour. It's the crappier fields that he plays in. I feel like he always plays well. And then any event that he goes to with anybody else but with a pulse in it, he plays terribly over on the PGA Tour.
Right.
I feel bad when you see the guys like him, though, that are like, it's back and forth from DP World Tour to PGA Tour, like all the time. We're always playing in the alternate field events. Just can't really, solidify that PGA Tour status.
But it says played solidly this year. Luke List, by the way, playing over here this week as well. I saw him on the form sheet. I was like, wait a minute, he's in the field, but he is.
He's about
35-1. So he is in the field this week, but you're starting to get now more into Europe. They were in Sweden a couple weeks ago. Now in the Netherlands, so. Like I said, relatively short course, would expect mid-teens under par. If the weather's inclement, could be, maybe high single digits or right at about 10 under. So we shall see.
All right. I like it. Yeah. Luke List 35-1, man. I'm trying to pull up I don't feel like any of us have mentioned him on Long Shots in a while. So I don't think he's been playing all that great, but man, he is. You're telling me Alex Fitzpatrick is 30-1 and he's 35-1?
Right.
That's pretty incredible. Luke List has missed cuts. let me count this up. 7 times this year on the PGA Tour. So
it's been a little bit of a down year, but maybe this
he
will jump
finish
started.
T2 at the Genesis, though. Like, that's a solid finish for him.
Yes.
1.8 mil. Take that home for the year. That's way more than everything else combined he's made this season. That's for sure.
Yeah, no question.
All right, cool. So what are what's on the betting card for this week?
Bernd Weisberger, I'm going back to him. Had a runner up on him 3 weeks ago, one of several in the last about 2 months. 18-1. He's getting closer to a win. Hadn't won in 3 years. Remember, he was on Live. Lost his Liv card, not really a card, but his contract just ended and wasn't renewed. So he went back to the DP World Tour, leads the DP World Tour actually in strokes gained tee to green, leads in scrambling, leads in sand save, second in greens regulation, fifth on approach. So could go well here. I'm going to stick and give him one more chance, as I am going to do with Guido Migliozzi, who I also had in that German event. He was actually the co-leader after 54 holes with Lori Cantor, who ended up winning the event. Bad final round, shot 78, T8 finish. Runner-up in China last month at the Volvo China Open. So Guido Migliozzi, 35-1. Johannes Veerman, who's actually an American, 45-1. But his father is from the Netherlands. So this kind of has a special, I think, significance for him. Three top tens in the last five starts, runner up in the Indian Open late March, fifth in greens and regulation on the DP World Tour. And then speaking of Netherlands, why not go with the man from Holland, Joost Luiten at 45-1, who you know, has kind of carried the better banner in golf for the Netherlands for many years. He is going to be a representative in the Olympic Games next month representing the Netherlands. Unlike a lot of players, and we see this a lot, especially like on the DP World Tour and their home open, they kind of tend to struggle. There's all that pressure. Joost Luiten's actually won this event twice in 2013, 2016. Different courses, but you know, still similar agronomy, and I don't think too much difference than what they're going to be playing this week. Three top 14 or better in his last six starts, so he has been in better form lately. And then Adrian Otegi, the Spaniard at 45-1, won the China Open 7 weeks ago. Number one in accuracy, number six in strokes gained tee to green, was runner-up to Pablo Larrafable here at Bernardes, same event, KLM Dutch Open. He's made the cut all five times he's played in this event. So Adrian Otegi, 55-1.
All right, I like it. All right, and then you're going to be diving into LIV this week as well, right? Just waiting to see John Rahm's status,
right?
I believe.
Right.
And then what else are you going to be tackling? People can catch VSiN.com later this week.
Yeah, I'll probably have a couple LIVs, and I'll try to write that up for Wednesday. And then there is a women's major, actually, the KPMG Women's PGA up at Sahali in Seattle, which is a really difficult course. Sahali, of course, has hosted the PGA Championship and the Senior Open and a couple other different majors. So might have a couple just for interest up there in Seattle over the weekend.
Okay, I like it. So catch all that VSiN.com. You'll also get all of our plays there, KLM Open, all of Wes's bets for that, and then everything for the Travelers Championship will be up there as well for Wes, myself, and Matt Brown. Wes, one more time, rattle through the outright bets you got for the KLM before we get out of here.
Yeah, Bernd Weisberger, 18-1. Guido Migliozzi at 35-1. Johannes Veerman, 45-1. Joost Luiten, 45-1. Adrian Otegi at 55-1.
Okay, excellent. Travelers Championship podcast will be up tomorrow morning. Catch that then. Until then, for Wes, I'm Kelly. Catch you later.